And welcome back to Success Made Last. I'm Rick Tocchini. This is our CEO in 10 series presented by Blinkist.com. Today's special guest is Greg Muzzello, CEO of Proforma. They opened up in 1986. Today they have over 750 individual owners and doing billions of dollars of sales. Greg, welcome to Success Made Last.
Rick, thanks for having me. What an honor.
Greg, tell us about your Success Made Last journey.
Sure. Graduated from college in 77, top in my class in accounting. I love studying accounting. What I didn't really realize was I didn't like doing it, because when you study accounting, it's like 1 hour here, 1 hour there in college, right? Filled in with lots of fun with your fraternity brothers. But when you're doing it, it's like sit down and shut up for 10 hours. So, well, anyhow, I didn't enjoy accounting, even though I was on some pretty prestigious audits. I was on the audit of General Motors and Westinghouse, but I didn't enjoy it. And a buddy of mine, a fraternity brother of mine that became a roommate after we graduated, was working for a small print distributor, and he didn't like him. And the more we got to talking about our careers and mutually complaining, and I thought, good night, I know accounting, he knows sales. We were going to become print distributors, meaning we didn't need to own expensive equipment or have big buildings. We were just going to be distributors in the industry. I said, we could do that. We each put in $100 in 1978, 1 year after graduating from college, bought some stationery, bought a phone answering machine, bought a used file cabinet, and started knocking on doors in 1978. And did very well, made Inc. Magazine's listing of the 500 fastest growing company when there are only 500 of them for 3 years in a row, 83, 84, and 85, and decided to start franchising the business in 85, did a lot of research, and then started introducing franchises in 86. So, and as you've already said, we accelerate to today, 750 franchises, about $500 million in sales, and continuing to grow nicely.
That is amazing. And along the way, you've changed lives. What would you say customers would say about your company? Why do they love Proforma and what you guys supply?
Well, so today we're a franchisor. And that by changing lives, we literally change lives, right? Because when you're a franchisor, you're no longer in the printing and promotional products business. You're really in the dream business, right? So my main business is working with helping recruit great franchise owners and helping our franchise owners build great businesses, right? So my customer today is the franchise owner who wants to build a business, and they have that ultimate dream of owning their own business and becoming wealthy through their own business. So our franchise owners love Proforma because we help them be very successful, far more successful than they could be on their own, through lots of great marketing programs and relationships with our suppliers and our being their back office.
Well said. There's lots of ways that people can spend their time and money today. Please take the floor here and tell our listeners why they should consider investing in a franchise of Proforma.
Well, I would start with why you should invest in a franchise, period. If you want to own your own business, there's only two ways of getting there: on your own and all alone, or with a franchise organization that's already experienced the speed bumps, already taken a few wrong turns, and those speed bumps and those few wrong turns probably cost that company that figured it out tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and maybe even millions of dollars that other companies might not be able to afford. And so not only have they done things wrong that they can help you avoid as a franchising organization, but far more importantly, they've done things right. What are the right things that we've done as a franchisor or other franchisors have done to successfully build an Inc. 500 company? And we've replicated that today for our franchise owners. And in fact, last year we had 35 of our franchise owners qualify for Inc. 5000 now. So Inc. Magazine now publishes a list of the 5000 fastest growing company. 35 of our franchise owners qualified for that list more than any other business in the world. And so, number one, people should consider just franchising if you want to own your own business rather than on your own and all alone. But then why pro forma? Well, we sell printing and promotional products. It's a $300 billion a year industry. Everything that we sell is custom printed. And so, number one, we're pretty protected from the internet because what we do is custom. And so businesses don't necessarily want to figure out how to go online, design a brochure, get those, you know, upload all that stuff. And they don't want to learn all of that kind of stuff. It's not like we're just selling a stock commodity with a part number on it. So our margins are defensible. All businesses that buy their printing and promotional giveaway items, like branded items, hats, mugs, t-shirts, pens, pencils, that kind of stuff is what we sell, along with regular kind of printing, brochures, tags, labels, business cards, direct mail. Every business buys it. Every business runs out of it. Every business has to order more. And so the repeat nature of our business, along with the high and defensible margins of our business, make the pro forma opportunity just an amazing opportunity for people to grow a successful business and create real wealth for themselves. We have 150 of our members are members of our $1 million club, with sales ranging anywhere from $1 million up to our largest owner doing $35 million in sales.
Wow. And with that, I think what Greg may not mention is that people that get to run their own business often have a better, complete, more whole life, because they you love what you're doing. It's kind of this blend of avocation and vocation at the same time. And it's pretty tough to get fired from a company that you own yourself, isn't it?
Unless you fire yourself.
And what you do is you fire yourself up so you can improve yourself from year to year.
Exactly. As I always felt, and I knew this as a young fellow, if you're working for somebody else, you're making them money or you're fired anyhow. So, you know, if you're at risk of getting fired, because, you know, why not take those risks yourself? Owning your own business is a great, great way to go.
It is indeed. And we want to thank our mutual friend, Jerry Darnell, for Fran Metrics, for connecting us. And consistent with most of the shows where we've talked to CEO legends like yourself, we love to talk about relevant issues. And one of the items we always mention is digital marketing. Would you share with us why you think the role of digital marketing and search presence is increasingly important for companies like Proforma?
Well, first of all, we sell that service. So our customers are sales and marketing type people, human resources type people, executive admin type people. And so not only today are we selling marketing solutions in the way of printing and promotional products, but we're also selling marketing solutions as it relates to digital marketing service, search engine optimization, pay-per-click services, also social media presence and design, and the overall digital marketing strategy that a business has to have today. Because let's face it, in today's world, the business decision maker is anywhere from 50 to 80% down the road in making a decision who they're going to buy from before they even meet with the salesperson. Now, that's as compared to not that long ago, when there wasn't any internet, when there wasn't any search engines, and the decision makers relied entirely on salespeople. And that was when they had three martini lunches, and those three martini lunches served a good purpose. They served the purpose of the end user customer getting together with the only source of knowledge, which was the salesperson, and really that company learning from the salespeople at those lunches. Well, the three martini lunches died because today the end user customer doesn't need salespeople to do all that investigatory stuff. They're doing that investigatory stuff online, And if you're not online for them to find you, if you're not online for them to trust you, you don't have a chance at earning their business, because just cold calling in today's world and hoping to meet somebody that's already 50 to 70% down the road and making their decision, and if you're not a part of that journey, you're not a part of the purchasing process either. So it's critical that people be a part of the digital world, because the digital world is a part of the purchasing and decision-making process.
Absolutely. Well said. We're going to ask Greg to follow a tradition on our show and close us out today by giving a graduation speech of sorts to, let's call them, the class of 2018, entrepreneurs that are graduating who want to follow their passion. Let's hear your best Winston Churchill impression, Greg, with a graduation speech.
Well, I'm a big believer of beginning with the end in mind. We all know that book, The Seven Habits of Successful People, and one of those habits is beginning with the end in mind. And so I would ask anybody that's around that age of graduation in their young 20s, traditional, and maybe other people who are otherwise, number one, what do you want to be when you're 65? What do you want to be when you're 70, right? Do you want to be independently wealthy, or right? And do you want to have been able to build a successful business so that you can enjoy the rest of your life? Or do you want to be sitting in a rocking chair saying, I wished I would have tried that. I should have done that, right? You got to make that decision for yourself today, because when you're in your young 20s, you can, and you're not married, and you don't have children, and you don't have house payments, and you don't have school payments, and you don't have orthodontist payments, and you don't have all of the obligations of a family, you can live on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches just like we did in those early couple of years that it took to grow a business. But if you wait, if you postpone taking that risk, if you postpone that opportunity and you get further down the road, you get married, you get the house, you get the cars, you get the kids in school, you get them going to the orthodontist, you can't afford, many people can't afford at that juncture in their life to take a risk. So my advice would be, do it now. Do it while you can eat Campbell's soup for a year, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for a year. And there's not a better time in your life while you've got the available time, you got the available energy, and you got the available ability to take a risk. Because even if it fails, you can go back and get a job. But do it now. Do it now.
Man, I love it. Hey, Greg, thank you so much for being on our show today. Tell our listeners where they can find out more about your company, Proforma.
Probably the best way is proforma.com, www.proforma.com. And I'm Greg, G-R-E-G, at proforma.com. And happy to help anybody out there that may have questions about owning their own business, questions about how do I investigate any kind of a franchise business. Happy to help anybody that's in the pursuit of their dreams, because I had enough people that helped me in the pursuit of mine. Happy to give back. And Rick, thank you for having me on today.
That was Greg Muzella, CEO and founder of Proforma. We really appreciate him being on today, and to our sponsor, Blinkist.com. And thanks again for joining us on this Success Made to Last show. We hope that you enjoyed the program. And if you feel positive about this program, please rate us on successmadetolast.com. That's on our contact us page. And we hope that you start every week off strong and do it with a little bit of wit and wisdom. You can do that by subscribing to our newsletter. And we hope that you enjoy that as well. As we always say here, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week. So let me tell you a little bit about Blinkist. Blinkist is the most useful app on my phone. And it's really hard to find time to sit down and read and learn more. And when you don't have free time, you can't read or work on personal development. There's this incredible app that solves this problem, and I highly recommend it. It's called Blinkist. Blinkist is really unique. It works on my iPhone, and it could work on your tablet or web browser as well. Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. Successful people, like business leaders, are well known for reading lots of books, and Blinkist is made for busy people like you who want to get the main points of a book quickly so you can start using that information right away. And with its audio feature, Blinkist makes it easy to finish a book during your commute or lunch break or while you exercise. There's 12 million plus people using Blinkist right now, and it's got a growing library of self-help, business, health, history books. And you can go to Blinkist.com to see some of the latest titles. I like Blinkist because listening to some of the most popular books that I just haven't found time to get to, including Alexander Hamilton by Ron Chernow and Super Thinking by Gabe Weinberg. Two great books. So right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. You can go to Blinkist.com/success and try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, BLINKIST.com/success to start your free 7-day trial today. Give it a shot. You will love microburst learning from Blinkist.